11 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. It's 41 degrees outside our studio. We can give you the temperature. I can't give you much more than that. I left all my material at home today. But anyway, on this last set, we heard music of the season doubleheader, Blessed Are the Meek, followed by Richard Smallwood and Vision with The Little Drummer Boy. Babby Mason followed with Comfort and Joy. Pastor Donnie McClurk and Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton teamed up with Come As You Are. We pray that you have come and received the salvation gift of Jesus Christ. And if so, please give me a call so I can send you some material, help you know what to do now that you're giving your life to Him. And again, our phone number here in the studio is 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me at, if you're not near a phone, at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please don't put off until tomorrow what you need to do today. Tomorrow's not promised to anyone. And if you're calling, you need to call before 8 o'clock. If you call after 8 o'clock, there's no guarantee that I will get that message. So you need to call me. Wow. I'm still here in the studio. 7:12 at the Sounds of Praise time. We get one more song just before we go into our When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry. And it's still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. Again, the same number, 1-855-915-WMFO or 1-855-915-9636. Same deal. Okay, Pastor Marvin Sapp coming right back. And this is the title song, Christmas Card, here on Sounds of Praise.
Sometimes it can get rough. Seems like you never have enough.
But you have all that you need.
I know you feel like giving up, but keep on looking up and just trust. And know it's not as bad as it could be.
I know you struggle. Don't you give up though.
So here's my gift to you to help you make it through. From the heart, seems like every year,
same story.
Gotta make some decisions,
same choice.
Cause this year it's hard to do the nice things that you wanna do. So open up this Christmas card, and I hope it'll touch your heart. This is my prayer, to let you know that someone cares. Oh,
I know you struggle, don't you give up though.
So here's my gift to you. That I could get each gift on your Christmas list.
On your list, I have to give.
It can't be bought or sent. I tell you what it is. It is love.
From the heart.
from the heart.
Pastor Marvin Sapp here on Sounds of Praise, and that was Christmas Card. As long as it's from the heart, that's all that counts. 7:16 at the Sounds of Praise time. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we lift up the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-9636. Tamela Mann and Kirk Franklin leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry with Take Me to the King. And they're going to be followed by Timothy Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and Pray.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray, what's left to do?
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. my offering.
Thank you.
It's 7:27 here on the Sounds of Praise Ministry. This is the When You Pray, When You Pray segment. And we have four prayer requests. We're praying for B. B is looking for funding for a car. B, looking for funding for a car. And then we have DV. He's looking for God's continued blessing as he has another presentation on tomorrow. DV, looking for God's blessing and another presentation tomorrow. We're praying for God's deliverance from the slaughter that's taking place in Aleppo in Syria. Even women and children are being shot at and bombed and everything else. We're praying for God's deliverance upon them. And also locally here and also in the United States, God's deliverance from the opioid crisis. So many people are being directly affected by drugs. And we're praying that God's going to minister in a way that will resolve the problem and minister each need into each the needs as well, but as it's a growing problem, that God would provide his blessing, his deliverance upon those who will put their faith and trust in him. Listen to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning, thanking you, Lord, that we have somewhere that we can go, someone to whom we can turn when situations seem out of control, out of hand. We're praying we can bring our prayer requests before you, Lord, knowing that you have the answer long before we even knew that there was a problem. So we thank you, Lord, for answered prayer that you're going to minister in the lives of these your people, even as we look to you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for B, Lord, looking for funding for a car. Pray you would minister powerfully in his behalf. Provide that which is needed, Lord, so that he might be able to have a vehicle to do the traveling and whatever else he needs to do. May he recognize, Lord, as you open doors and make ways in his behalf, that you're the giver of every good and every perfect gift. And may he give you thanks and praise. And may you utilize that vehicle for your honor, for your glory, and for your praise, so that many might be blessed as your name is uplifted and magnified even through his life and through his testimony, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for D, who has another presentation coming up, Lord, he's praising you for how you blessed him in the past, a few weeks ago, and now he has another one. We pray, oh God, you will continue to be with him. Provide the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, whatever is needed, Lord. May he find it in you, and may you, in turn, receive all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise for all that's going to be accomplished. We pray, oh Lord, that great and mighty things might take place because of the benefits and blessings that are going to be received because of the favorable work that you're going to accomplish in and through his life, through this presentation, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the slaughter that's going on in Aleppo, Lord Father, only you can minister in that situation. You know what's taking place. You know why it's taking place. You know those who are in such great need, medical supplies and everything else that is needed, Lord, even while they're shooting at children who are trying to escape. Father, we pray you would minister powerfully in their behalf. Provide them that which is needed, Lord, deliverance and safety. Move mightily in those who have the authority and who have the ability to stop that which is taking place. And may hearts be touched and delivered and souls be set free because of the victory you're going to accomplish in and through their lives, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And here in this city and here in our country, Lord, we have an opioid crisis. Illegal drugs are running wild and destroying lives, Lord. Pray, Lord, that you would minister in your own way and bring deliverance, bring healing, bring victory in the lives of those who have been affected. Pray, Lord, that many might recognize the error of their ways and may they seek you and the strength that you alone can give to deliver them so they may be able to have free minds and hearts, lives and souls to accomplish that which you've called them to do if they yield themselves to you because of the victory and deliverance that they receive from your hand. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 7:32 here on WMFO in Metro. It's 47 degrees outside our studio already. Look, again, I'm going to apologize one more time that I can't give you an in-depth weather update because I didn't bring my information with me. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, I want to let you know that there's a possibility, strong possibility of rain later on in the day as well. So warm temperatures and rain, we should get rid of a lot of the snow that's on the ground already. Okay, want to also let you know, if you or inform you or remind you, if you already know, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can still get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And as soon as we receive it, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians out there in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. The number again, 781-648-5158 when Sounds of Praise is not on the air. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. The Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Like I said, as soon as I receive it, I'll begin praying for you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many other Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God. So, and if you wish, you can maintain your anonymity. Just give us a first name, a last name, or an initial. That's sufficient for God. He knows who you are. He knows where you are. Most importantly, He has exactly what you need and will provide it exactly when you need it. Because He is the prayer-hearing God. 7:34, the Sounds of Praise time. Let's continue. More music of the season. Mandisa teaming up with Matthew West from the album Is Christmas. And this is Christmas Makes Me Cry.
Sometimes I wonder why it's them instead of me. But for my freedom, they give their lives. And sometimes Christmas makes me cry. Christmas makes me cry.
much God thinks we are worth, that He would send His only Son to die. And sometimes Christmas makes me
here on Sounds of Praise, Mandisa and Matthew West, Christmas Makes Me Cry. Phillips, Craig, and Dean coming up next here on Sounds of Praise, another top hit of the year 2016, I Choose to Believe.
Nothing makes much sense, but still with all my heart, I choose to believe and never give up hope. God is good and He's in control. I'll keep the faith, I trust in
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
It's 7:43 here on Sounds of Praise. That was Phillips, Craig, and Dean with I Choose to Believe. Let's go back and see what we played in this last set. We heard Pastor Marvin Sapp with Christmas Card. Tamela Mann and Kirk Franklin led us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry with Take Me to the King. And they were followed by Timothy Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir with Pray. Then we heard from Mandisa and Matthew West with Christmas Makes Me Cry. And we conclude the set with Phillips, Craig, and Dean with I Choose to Believe. Me too. I'm right there with you guys. 7:44 is the Sounds of Praise time. And you know, oh, let me tell you before I forget. next Sunday, Christmas Sunday, December the 25th, plan to be here, Lord willing, with a special Christmas program, all Christmas music next Sunday, entitled It's More Than a Story. And hopefully we'll have music and a message that will bless your heart on Christmas morning. Okay. It's rather interesting to know that there are listeners out there who know what I normally do. And I had a request from Betty. Betty didn't want me to tell where she lives, but I have a request from Betty. And she said, near the end of the program, because that's what she only hears the last hour of the program. But she said, don't play this song as you go off the air, because I won't hear it all. I want to hear it all. Okay, Betty. Okay, this is a soulful celebration choir from the Handel's Messiah album, and this is the Hallelujah Chorus, and Betty, you're going to hear it all. Soulful Celebration Choir, Betty. And the Hallelujah Chorus from the Handel's Messiah. Okay, in 751 here on Sounds of Praise, this is Jay Thomas with a new rendition of a song that came out many years ago. This is Oh Lord, You're Beautiful, one of the top hits here on Sounds of Praise for the year 2016.
Oh Lord, You're beautiful. Your face is all I seek. And when Your eyes are on this child, Your grace abounds to me. Oh, 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 oh. Sing, oh Lord, yeah.
Oh Lord,
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
And Your face.
I just wanna see your face.
I just wanna see your face.
I just wanna see your face.
7:56 here on Sounds of Praise, and the Mats are in the house for another edition of Brutal Brunch. I'm going to cut this song off because I want to play this last one for my grandson, one of his favorites. I saw him last Sunday at his other grandfather's birthday celebration. So, Paris, this one is for you and all your gang out there in Peabody. This is Jose Feliciano and Feliz Navidad. As I said, next Sunday, we'll be back with a special Christmas program on Christmas Day. And title is More Than a Story. So until then, it's your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week. And the Lord will see you bright and early next Sunday morning on Christmas morning, Lord willing. And when we do it all over again, and if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.